This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Biden has picked Denver International Airport's CEO to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Philip Washington is leaving after less than a year at DIA. He steered the Great Hall Terminal project back on course after multiple delays and cost overruns before his brief tenure. This was his second stint in Denver. Washington served as CEO of the Regional Transportation District for 6 years before heading to Los Angeles to run their county transit authority. He also led the president's transportation transition team after the 2020 election. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis issued an executive order yesterday aimed at giving legal protection to people who come to Colorado for abortions or anyone who assists patients crossing state lines. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
This action is meant to counter states which may try to prosecute people who help others get abortions in places where the procedure remains legal. The executive order says Colorado will not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving abortion providers or patients, as long as they've followed Colorado state law. It also directs state agencies to use their authority to protect providers and patients, as well as to ensure that no Colorado medical workers suffer professional sanctions here if they're found guilty of breaking other states' laws banning abortion. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Thunderstorms could cause life-threatening flash flooding in Larimer County between Estes Park and Masonville. Forecasters say as much as 2 inches of rain could trigger dangerous flash floods, especially in the Cameron Peak burn scar. This is CPR News.